Last time, 2 weeks back, we read something about America and particularly Jyoti Priya. And thankfully, Sudhadi reminded me something very interesting, that whenever Jyoti Priya would send a letter to Sri Aurobindo, soon thereafter she would start getting the smell of jasmine flower all around her. Mother has named it purity. And when she asked Professor Aurobindo Basu about it, because first time when she sent, he said, "You write to Sri Aurobindo," and she wrote, and within a couple of days or a day, she started getting this smell all around her. And she asked Professor Aurobindo Basu, "What is this that I am experiencing?" So he said very beautifully that when you wrote, it was you contacting Sri Aurobindo. And now that you get the smell of this flower, it means that Sri Aurobindo has contacted you. So it is so true that so many ways that the divine contacts us, when the subtle senses are awake, it may be a feeling in the heart, a sense of peace. I think today or yesterday I was reading this letter of Sri Aurobindo where he says, if you experience peace inside, it means that the divine has touched you. If you experience ananda, it means the divine is flooding you. So there are so many ways that he comes in contact with us, but we are so closed, dull-headed people that we don't experience it. And the other interesting part about Jyoti Priya, which I forgot to mention, was that most likely she was one of those who had experienced the 29th February 1956 descent, because in a letter she had an experience that day and she wrote about it to the mother. The mother's reply is not documented. But in all likelihood, she had experience. Mother spoke of 5 persons, of which 2 were outside, and she, in all likelihood, may have been one of them. But the most interesting part was that she would suffer from a lot of physical ailments. And she once asked Mother, "Why is it that I am so happy when I am speaking about you and sharing this knowledge, and I am always so enthusiastic, but my body doesn't cooperate, it is full of, you know, some problem or the other." Very often this is a question people often ask, that why is it that, you know, here also people should fall sick. Of course, answers are different for different people, but to Jyoti Priya, Mother gave a very interesting answer, that you know, you were in such a hurry to come down for work that you didn't care to choose a good body. So this was a very interesting reply, fascinating reply, that she rushed into a body which would help her do this work. Just to do the work, she was so much overtaken by this enthusiasm and joy of service. And then Mother added, "You came to serve." So this was her life's mission. So she didn't care what was happening to her body. But surely the divine grace must have protected it, because it continued to live beyond 80. Because otherwise it wouldn't have happened. It must have been the divine grace sustaining. Like we read in the Mahabharata, the chariot of Arjuna is protected by Krishna till the very end. There is another very interesting part about Jyoti Priya and her life and destiny, that she wanted to, after she discovered about the secret of the Vedas, then she wanted to learn it in detail from our Kapali Shastriji. And Kapali Shastriji told her that, "Look, it is going to take very long, because I don't usually take up people like that. It may be that first 10 years may be just about tuning it to the real meters of Sanskrit as has been revealed by Sri Aurobindo." But nevertheless, when Jyoti Priya insisted, he wrote to Sri Aurobindo asking him as to what he should do. And Sri Aurobindo gave him a one-line reply, "You must teach Jyoti Priya whatever she wants to learn, because she is going to do a wonderful work in America." This was 1940s, and Sri Aurobindo had already foreseen, destiny was fixed, the seal and stamp was put. Now the life of Jyoti Priya is interesting, because she combined in herself 2 things which are often treated as poles apart. One was spiritual perfection. She was definitely an aspirant towards that, and to whatever degree everyone moves towards this great journey, she was on this great journey. And another side was the human perfection in the field of Sanskrit, in the field of teaching. She did a marvelous work. So this kind of a combination is a very rare combination. And as we see, last week we had another such combination, which because of which we couldn't have the class last week, which was a paradox, because